And one more individual, please.
Number 30, requests of Cheryl Graves to address council regarding the plan for the 400 acres presented on August 28th.
Good morning.
My name is Cheryl Graves. I'm a resident of Portland. I'm here today to discuss the plan that I offered to the council on August 28th regarding a 400 acre of new community village that will become home to the homeless, troubled and nonconformist, school-age kids that need daily alternative teaching platforms, and undereducated and low-paid adults. This rehabilitation community can also include non-aggressive crimes, relieving valuable jail space, welfare reform, parents without means, veterans who can't find their way, and immigration, learning to become a valued resident. Each transient's arrival is followed by an evaluation to determine their state of wellness and their willingness to get involved. The village will provide a safe and nurturing community where any resident can receive education and hands-on training. This allows participating members to progress from one level to the next, whereby they would ultimately be qualified to seek employment and go on to procure their own housing, choosing to live within or away from the village. This village community will be built by the residents through training programs and business partnerships. We'll begin with campgrounds and progress into stepping stone housing, adding apartments, multiplexes, and single family homes. The dorms can accommodate children, disabled, women and men, parents in practice, and seniors. The on-the-job training opportunities may include agriculture, gardens, greenhouses, and orchards, computers, accounting, hospitality, restaurants, coffee shops, and galleries. Utility fields will include eco ponds for fishing, irrigation, and filtered drinking water, solar, wind, and pedal power. The ranch with public campgrounds, pastures, farm animals, barns, bathhouse, bees, and maple farm. Building sites for bungalows, bunkhouses, and park, including petting and riding area. The open markets may include businesses, classrooms, and trade schools that will surround the main house and will be supported by the villagers themselves, along with business partners. I urge you to read my business plan to put a stop to homelessness. The Yes, My Life Matters, the Homeless Cure is very serious about getting the word out to turn around the city and help these people who need us. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Keelan, has any item been pulled off the